Nomadic tribes passing through Kazakhstan would pick the plant and then distribute it, selling it along the Silk Road and other ancient supply routes to China, to India, and to other countries to the west. And in a way, cannabis joined the ancient commodities of salt and tea, and its progress from that point on became unstoppable.
From 2700 BC, cannabis was used in China as a treatment for pain, malaria, and constipation. From there, as it spread along trade and slave routes, cannabis became more closely entwined with human history than any other illicit drug. Despite the global and enduring popularity of cannabis, modern science is only just beginning to comprehend its effects. Here, just outside Washington, D.C., scientists are trying, for the first time, to find the density and location of the cannabinoid receptors in the human brain. Conducting the research is Dr. Garth Terry.
What stage are you at? What's happening?
We have our volunteer this morning. He's being put into the scanner. So first, though, we have to make sure his head's in the right position. So he has this white mask on his face.
What are you injecting him with?
We're injecting him with a radioactive drug. It works like a dye, and it targets only the cannabinoid receptors throughout the entire body.
Right.
And we're imaging the cannabinoid receptors in the brain. So this drug will accumulate in the brain, and we'll get a picture of where those cannabinoid receptors are and how dense they are throughout.